Okay, this is another quick test recording. And this one, basically, I'm just going to be walking around the room. We're actually in different rooms. Right now, I'm in the dining room. Oh, we also have some birds that are out, so they're probably going to be messing up the recording. If they get too loud, I'll have to start over. Or either that or they'll go into distortion. I'll just leave it as is. We'll see how bad it is. But at this particular point in time, I'm standing up, and I'm probably about 4 feet from the microphone. Excuse me. So next I'm going to go into the kitchen. So I'm over here in the kitchen. Right now the refrigerator's running. And some dishes in the sink. And I was going to actually open up a new container of root beer. Root beer probably being the most bubbly soft drink ever, if you're really careful with it. So, okay, so at this point, I'm probably a good 20 feet away. Let's see if this picks up. Let me be quiet for a second, and we'll give it a shot. That was kind of a dud. I don't know if it's going to pick up or not. So get right back down there. So now I'm back in the dining room. Okay, now I'm going to go over here. Oh, the TV's on, by the way. So I'm over here in the entryway. I'm going to actually go around the corner. So I'm over here in the entryway around the corner. Okay, now I'm coming back out here into the dining room. And now we're going to go into the living room. So I'm over here at the couch. It's probably like 30 feet away. I'm trying to talk in basically the same level as volume. Yeah, I'm actually way over here. Over by the TV. So it's kind of around the corner. So I'm definitely direct, not blind of sight. Okay, now I'm going to go down the hallway. So I'm going down the hallway. I'm in the hallway. And then I'm really very far away. Okay, I'm going back through the hallway. Back in the dining room. Back over in front of the computer, but facing the wrong way. Back over in the kitchen. Let's see what we had in the freezer. So we got the refrigerator. And what do we have here? There we go. That'll do it. That should be like plenty. So this is just kind of gives you an idea of the recording setup, how it's very versatile as far as picking up things from a wide array of locations and things like that. And there's some things that can be done post-production or even during the recording process. For instance, somewhere around here I've got a DBX-163X compressor, and I haven't used it in years, so I'm not really sure where it is. When it turns up, that'll be interesting because I can use the preamp in that and set it so that there's no compression unless you hit a really kind of like a high, like one of these birds, basically. So instead of distorting, it'll just pull down the peaks, or I can just compress it to death so that basically there's no dynamic range and everything in between. I prefer to use it just as like a peak stop. Then also there's a device called a Hush 2. It's Hush 2. And I have one of those. That actually works similar to a noise gate. I prefer the DBX noise gate, but at the time I couldn't afford it, so I got something more affordable, which is the Hush 2, which works on a different principle. So instead of being a noise gate, it's actually a dynamic filter. And so at some point I'll do some test recordings with those. I know where the Hush 2 is. I've not been able to find the DBX. So when I do, and then also there's the graphic equalizer. We can mess around with that a little bit. Anyway, that's going to be it for now.